who recently have been campaigning.
Pro-Palestinian supporters surrounded by heavily guarded officers gathered in Sydney, blocks away from where they were banned by Sydney's Supreme Court to hold their demonstration. They say the aim of the protest was to highlight the atrocities of the Israeli regime during the war on Gaza, which coincided with the opening of the Israeli Film Festival in Sydney. The protesters condemned the Israeli regime and were outraged at their rights were taken away for holding peaceful protest.
I'm a middle-aged woman and I always have believed that we had free speech in this country and freedom to protest when we felt that something was unjust and not right and we wanted to protest about it, and I feel that that's being taken away from us.
This is the theatre that the protesters initially intended to hold their peaceful demonstration. However, forced by New South Wales police, the judge simply refused, citing public safety and traffic concerns.
Although the judge had to refuse for a stationary protest outside the venue, the crowd of pro-Palestinian supporters marched down the street from Taylor Square to where the Israeli Film Festival was being held. However, their efforts were fenced off by police who pushed them back and in some cases even went far as assaulting them.
Four or five police against one person. This is Indigenous land. I should have the right to walk. I should have the right to walk on my own land. This is my land and the police are defending people that are killing Palestinians. Killing children, killing, you know, the same people happened to the Indigenous, same thing happened to the Indigenous here. But look at me, I can't even walk on the street. This is my land and I can't even walk.
The crowd circulated the streets in order to reach the theatre, but the police were brutal in stopping the peaceful protesters from getting anywhere near it. As some managed to walk past the venue, the rest were shouting slogans from across the street as they were pushed away. Amid intimidation by law enforcement officers, the crowd were obedient and no arrests were made. However, names and credentials of some protesters were obtained by police to be fined later. All signs of rising fear among citizens whom simply were exercising their democratic right to protest. Hamid Farjallah, Press TV, Sydney.